does it say about today?
August the 22nd. That's 22 August. It's day of the year number 234. You've got 131 remaining. 34th Saturday of the year. That's right. It's National Plant Milk Day. I don't celebrate Plant Milk Day because I do not believe that plants have breasts. So I don't think they have milk. But I might could get down with National Eat a Peach Day.
Peach.
Gonna get your face sticky. And there's some of you, this is your chance to prove you can do it. It's National Be an Angel Day. Are you just a mean little shit all the time? Don't be today. It's Be an Angel Day. Eat you a peach. Milk you a plant. Get its permission first, though. That moon, waxing his gibbs. Up there with that sun around Sagittarius. Sagittarius is an archer. Often affect your thighs. You going fishing today? Today's a poor day for fishing. You best go down in the morning. Color of the day is indigo, and the smell, it's magnolia. Smells like magnolia. Plan on doing any planting today? Nope. No planting. Don't plan for that. It's a barren day. No planting today. Did you set your eggs today? I hope not. Because today ain't no damn good for setting eggs. But today's a great day. Today is a great day for cutting your firewood. It's a good day to cut your grass if you want it to grow a little bit more this year. It's a good day to castrate your stupid farm animals. It's a good day to dig you a hole. Good day to wean. It's a good day today for potty training. It's a good day to wash your winders. It's a great day to advertise to sell. It's a good day to travel for pleasure. It's a good day to kill plant pests. It's a good day to go camping. It's a great day to prune to encourage growth. And it's such a good day to straighten your hair. It's on this day, back in the year 565, when St. Columba reported seeing a monster in Loch Ness. And it must have been a hell of a monster, because we're still talking about it now. Happy birthday, old John Lee Hooker. He played that Boogie Children, some boom boom song. He's from Clarksdale, Mississippi, born down in 1917. Happy birthday. Yes, sir, Norman Schwarzkopf. This is his birthday today. Born in Trenton, New Jersey in 1934. It was on this day, back in the year 1848, when the United States annexed New Mexico. Y'all didn't want that, did you? We'll take it. We'll take that Mexico. You don't know what you're doing with it anyhow. It was today, in the year 1851, when the 100 Guinness Cup yacht race is held around the Isle of Wight. In the race, the U.S. schooner America beats the hell out of the British cutter Aurora by 24 minutes. This prompts the spectator to the Queen to ask who was in second place, and the famous reply was, "Your Majesty, there is no second place." What do you think about that? You think the Queen smacked the shit out of him after he said that? Probably. Happy birthday. Born 1967 out there in Kirkland, Washington. Lane Stanley, Something About a Rooster. Everybody's always talking about, you know, he died, but no, he was born today, 1967, out there, Kirkland, Washington. Happy birthday to my girlfriend, born out there in Canandaigua. Born out there in Canandaigua, New York, 1973. Kristen Wiig, I'll call you. Call you later. Happy birthday. 31 years old today, born out there in London, England. It's a Dua Lipa. A Dua Lipa. What the hell's a Dua Lipa? But it's her birthday today. Or his birthday. It's its birthday today. Happy birthday, Dua Lipa. It was today, back in 1865, when William Shepard is issued the first patent for liquid soap. And we thought we was fancy with body wash. They've had that stuff since 1865. On this day back in 1902, President Roosevelt became the first U.S. president to ride around in an electric car. He may have become the first and last, I don't know. I don't know, Obama seems like he probably drives an electric car. Hell, so does Biden. Is that just a Democrat thing to have an electric car? I wouldn't know. And it was on this day, back in 1994, when DNA testing links O.J. Simpson to the murders of Nicole Simpson and Ron Goldman. Linked to the murder? Okay. He was found innocent by a group of his peers in a real courtroom, so I didn't link him to nothing. If it don't fit, I didn't do that shit. That's the famous defense of Kim Kardashian's something. I reckon that's all you'll need. We'll see you tomorrow.